The Chaos Code by Justin Richards. Read by Russell Bolter. Chapter 1. As Matt watched the rain through the window, the rain watched him back. He wasn't looking for a face, but it was there. If he had run his finger over the grimy window of the train, tracing the paths of the drips and rivulets, and pausing where the water hung in bubbles, then he might have made out the rough features, mouth, nose, eyes. But he was more interested in watching the way that the tiny drops joined into streams that became unpredictable rivers that ran down the other side of the glass. The steady rhythm of the train had soothed Matt into a state somewhere between waking and sleeping, just watching the rain. By the time the train got to London, he was fully awake. Matt was the first at the door, clutching a plastic bag with the packed lunch he hadn't eaten and the book he hadn't enjoyed, with his rucksack over one shoulder and his suitcase tilted back on its little wheels. A 15-year-old boy, eager to get home from boarding school, dark hair in need of a wash, a cut and a brush, coat grubby and creased where he'd been sitting on it. As the train passed under a final bridge, Matt's reflection stared back at him, broken by the spattering rain. Then into the grey, cloudy daylight again, and the reflection was gone. The train shuddered to a halt, jolting Matt sideways. The doors slid open, and he joined the stream of passengers hurrying to the exit barriers, tickets clutched, jostling and pushing. Mum was waiting on the other side of the barrier, checking her watch. 9 minutes late, she announced. Not bad, I suppose, these days. Then she smiled, as if suddenly remembering this was pleasure rather than business. She pulled an immaculate small white handkerchief from the pocket of her immaculate jacket, licked the corner of it, and dabbed at Matt's face. Chocolate, she accused, as he brushed her hand away, embarrassed. And have you been using that spot cream I got for you? Yes, Mum. I can't wait to get home, Matt said. Thanks for meeting me. Usually she was working, and he got a taxi. Let's just grab a coffee while we're here, Matthew, Mrs. Stribling said. From the fact she said it, and the way she called him Matthew, Matt knew he wasn't going home. There was a Starbucks in the station, and Matt had orange juice. His mouth was dry after the long journey from his school in Havensham. He was quiet, sulking. He'd been looking forward to spending the holidays at Mum's flat in London. It didn't look like that was going to happen now, and he could guess what the alternative was. He wanted to tell her that it was knowing he'd come home for the summer that had made boarding school bearable. Mum had a latte, and Matt thought she'd probably only got that because she thought it wouldn't be so hot and she could drink it quicker. Sure enough, as soon as they were seated. I have to go in 13 minutes, Mum told him.